This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. We have a big 2 hours in store for you this week. My first guest from NBC, my pal of many years, Al Roker, will be joining us. Later on, the stars of Chicago Fire, Miranda Ray Mayo and Kara Kilmer will be here. Ted Danson and Kristen Bell will be joining us from The Good Place. And Dr. Ken Redcross is going to be joining us talking about the flu season. Next hour, Alan Dershowitz will be joining us. His new book is called Guilty by Accusation. Fascinating interview. Our friend, comedian Jeff Allen, will be here, and then we'll be chatting with Valerie Greenberg. We're going to check in and see how those New Year's resolutions are coming, okay? Oh, boy, that ought to be interesting. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause briefly. When we return, my first guest this first hour is Al Roker.
This is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls-Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl-wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look. Back with Ron Segi Today. We're kicking off our show this week with my first guest, a gentleman that's always nice to have on the show. He's fun to be with. And, of course, the main question that we always get from our associates here at the studio when we know that Al's going to be on is, what time do you get up in the morning? Joining us right now is Big Al Roker. Hello, Al. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, well, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what is the time?
I get up anywhere between 3 and 3:15. That's about par for the course. So on the weekends I may actually sleep in till 7.
Oh, really? Oh my goodness, yeah. Gracious. You're really slacking on the weekends.
Yeah, I know.
What time do you go to bed, Al?
You know what? I've got my middle girl is now in 7th grade, so I'm hard-pressed to try to go to sleep before she does.
Uh-huh.
So I usually get to bed around 10:15.
You are. That's an old saying with hardest working person in show business. You are. You really earn every dime you make. I tell you, you are something else.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, I've got a terrific job. I work with amazing people. I'm nicely compensated for it. You know, there are a lot of folks who work a lot harder under much more trying conditions, who don't, you know, do nearly as well. So, you know what? I'm very blessed.
And you're appreciative too. That's what makes Al what he is, an all-around nice guy. And in addition to his duties and weather and co-hosting the Today Show, he also has has Al Roker Entertainment, which, by the way, has started with a new 10 half-hour episodes of a show called Big Easy Justice, Tuesdays on Spike TV. And this is about Tattoo, which, can I mention the guy's name?
Sure, yeah. Yep.
Gene Thacker is the name. He's a bounty hunter. By the way, I just found this out, Al. The real term for bounty hunter is bail enforcement agent. I never knew that. I never knew that. But tell us about the Big Easy Justice. I saw it last week. It's a great show.
Well, thank you. It's one of these things, and it's funny. The somebody from Jennifer Lopez's production company saw this guy on local TV in New Orleans and took it to Spike TV, and they said, "Well, we love this character, but you guys have never done anything like this. We'd like to team you up with Al Roker's company because they've done these kind of shows before." And so it's been a great partnership. And you know, Gene Thacker, otherwise known as Tattoo, is the baddest of the tough guys. When it comes to bounty hunters, when I met him, he's this very soft-spoken guy, barely looks you in the eye. I thought, this can't be a bounty hunter. Then I went out with him, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, this guy is unbelievable. You know, when the sun goes down, you know, he gets his bat on, and he goes after these folks. This is not your typical, you know, the New Orleans we all see, you know, the Bourbon Street and the French Quarter. This is the grittier, tougher part of New Orleans, where a lot of folks, you know, the bad guys and women, are hanging out. And, you know, he loves the city. He grew up in the city and, is trying to make it better one apprehended felon at a time.
Now, I saw a statistic that blew me away. In a 12-year bounty career, he brought in 10,000 fugitives. Now, I put the pencil and paper to that. That's like every day.
Yeah, they go out, say, after 10 o'clock at night, and they are out there till, you know, 5, 6 in the morning going after these folks. They can't find one person, they go after another. But they always come back around. They always get their man or woman.
Do they normally do it at night, Al?
Yeah, generally speaking, they can do it during the day, but they just find nighttime is a better time because people are, you know, a little more relaxed. They've dropped their guard. It makes it easier to go after these folks.
And I think it's important to note here that the show Big Easy Justice we're talking about, produced by Al Roker Entertainment, these bounty hunters, and in particular Tattoo, which is Gene Thacker, he goes after armed robbers, murderers, drug possession, domestic abuse, domestic violence. I mean, there is no limit. I mean, he's not saying, well, you know, we're just getting somebody who had their library book overdue.
Right. No, these are bad people, and that's why, I mean, they've got full body armor. Our crews that are going out have full body armor on, and, I mean, they got to deal with this stuff because you don't know what's around the corner or behind that door, and you got to be prepared.
How do you do this, Al? I'm always intrigued by these shows that go after the bad guys because of the fact that they show these people sometimes on the air. How do you get clearances for that, if I may?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have to get releases from people, and you would be surprised at how many people will sign a release.
And what, and get out of show business?
Yeah. I mean, it's really funny. I think there's some pleasure. Okay, I'm going to jail, but you know what? At least I'm going to get my 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that's what always amazed me. You know, this guy gets picked up raping and murdering, and he's on camera. And, you know, he's smiling because he thinks he's the next Dean Martin.
Exactly. So, you know, it's I'm always kind of intrigued by it. God bless.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, or else we have to blur their faces.
I think I should have a disclaimer saying that Dean Martin did none of these things that we just talked about.
No, he did. No.
Just a reference to popularity is all it was. Now, does he ever fear, obviously, for his life day in and day out? Because, first of all, if somebody breaks bail, they're not what you call a good person anyway. So is he ever concerned, being the tough guy that he is, that he might be in harm's way?
Well, you know, that's what, you know, he says, when you let your guard down, that's when you get in trouble. So they are vigilant. They're always concerned. You know, the motto kind of is everybody goes home. It's interesting, too, because he's got kind of this street code. As long as you respect him, he respects you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show him respect, he's coming out. He's going to drop on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. Now, after the 10 half-hour episodes are up, Al, do you think you go back and do another 10 or 15?
Well, we're hoping. I mean, we're hoping for the same success with this as we have right now on the Weather Channel with Coast Guard Alaska.
Oh, I love that show.
Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern. We just started our our second season with that, and we're now doing a spinoff, Coast Guard Florida, where we're going to be based in Clearwater, but also Miami and Key West. We've started our photography on that, so we're hoping that's going to air.
Geez, if you come down and do that, let me know. I'll go out on a boat with you.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the new addition to the professional panel on the Today Show?
Yeah, terrific. And that panel has really proved to be one of the most popular features on the Today Show. And so, but what's great about it is you can add people in there. It's a great feature because you get folks who normally don't have the platform to express some opinions, and you get them in there, and you kind of let things fly.
As you know, Al, I am a religious subscriber to the Today Show every single day. You know that.
I do, and I appreciate that.
Well, you also know why, though, right, Al? There's always a hook, you know, but...
Of course.
But I miss Natalie Morales.
Natalie Morales,
she's beautiful.
Yes, she is. She's smart and she's fun.
Yeah.
She's just terrific. She's a terrific lady. We've got so many great people on the show. I mean, look, Savannah Guthrie is spectacular.
Yes, she is.
Hoden, what more can you say?
Yeah.
It's a great group of people to work with.
You need a dose of Ron every other day.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know if we can handle that.
I don't know, but it's worth a try, isn't it?
I know.
Spike TV, Tuesday nights, 10 half-hour episodes. We're into a couple of weeks of that already. Big Easy Justice. I have seen the show. It is good. But, of course, when Al Roker Entertainment puts the name on it, you know it's good, and that's what has happened in this particular case. Al, as always, you know you're welcome here anytime, and I can't wait till you come down again and see you. And I might be up in New York with Jimmy Fallon, so when I do that, I'm going to
talk. Gosh, please let me know. Yeah, we love Jimmy. He's really developed into just such a terrific late-night host. I mean, he really has.
Well, Al, I know that you have the same feelings I do, that if anybody can take over from Jay Leno, it's certainly our mutual friend Jimmy Fallon. He does a great job, and I know that you, as all of us, wish him very good luck with the Tonight Show.
I know.
Well, Al, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the Big Easy Justice. Okay, my friend?
Hey, thank you, Ron.
Always great chatting with you.
Take care.
You too. Al Roker's been our guest, and one of the, if not the hardest working man on television.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you, sir. And we're going to pause for just a little while, but there's more to come. In fact, the whole show, for that matter, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. And just want to remind everybody that if you want to check out our website, we have two of them. RonSedgy.com, RonSegGi.com, or Sedgy Sings, SegGiSings.com. On that ladder, you can catch what we're doing with our 15-piece orchestra that tours the country. And coming up this week on the show, Miranda Ray Mayo and Kara Kilmer from Chicago Fire, Ted Danson and Kristen Bell from The Good Place, attorney Alan Dershowitz, comedian Jeff Allen, and Valerie Greenberg. All coming up with Ron Sedgy Today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us are two beautiful and talented actresses, and they're part of another season of a show that is absolutely sensational, Chicago Fire, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Joining us right now is Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mail. Miranda, Kara, welcome to the show, and congratulations on yet another season. I'm excited about this because this show is great. It's season number 5, according to my calculations, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, there have been some cast changes, have there not? I mean, there's different things going on in this season there at Firehouse 51.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rotation. Obviously, we're just like a normal firehouse. We have people coming and going.
When you do this every week, and it's like a movie every week, do you have firemen, real firemen on duty to make sure the accuracy is okay? Because somebody told me one time that some of the extras are real firemen.
Yes, absolutely. We do try and extend an invitation to surrounding firehouses, and we have a lot of firefighters and paramedics who work with us to make sure that we don't make fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
We actually have one of the cast members, Tony Ferraris, is an active firefighter. So whenever there's really technical, really difficult stuff that we shoot, we actually let him do it.
Oh, wow. Let's give it to the pro, right? Now, your character is a young paramedic that were transferred over to Firehouse 51. I think it was season number 3 that happened. But you had a little bit of an adjustment because you came from a small town type of responder to the streets of Chicago. I mean, that was one drastic move, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvie Brett comes from a small town, Fowlerton, Indiana, and she moves to the big city to get over her heart being broken. And honestly, now she's got 2 years in the firehouse, and I think this year she finally gets to step into her authority a little bit. She's kind of found her place in the group. But you never know. Chicago is a surprising city. They will they'll keep throwing some new emergencies, things you didn't even realize could be emergencies at you. So we'll see some things like that this year for sure, and you'll get to see how Sylvie deals with them.
Now, Miranda, your particular character, a little early on in the year, had an extended role on this show, which has evolved into this season. So you're playing a more active role at Firehouse 51 too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. She is, Stella is a firefighter on truck. So she's working with Lieutenant Casey, Herman, Otis, and Mouch running around putting out fires, rescuing people.
I'm sure that is not difficult in this scenario, as it is in other Dick Wolf productions like Law and Order, that you find storylines. Do you take some of the stories that are actually in the headlines and put them into the storyline of the show?
Well, I do not, personally.
You don't?
I think that I don't know how they would like me in the writer's room, but we actually have a gem of a human, Steve Chikorotis. He was a fire captain.
He's a fire deputy chief.
Fire deputy chief for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in all of our concept meetings, all of, you know, he's in the writer's room talking to the writers about his experience, calls that he's been on, calls of other chiefs and friends that he knows. So, yeah, I mean, all of our stories are really grounded in reality. They come from a real place, and I think that's why the show is done as well as it's done.
Kara, you've been in a lot of things like Hulu original series If I Can Dream and Tin Man, NBC pilot, and Horizon. Both of you bring a lot of experience into the production of this, but do you find that doing something that is actual job, I mean, you know, they're firefighters compared to, let's say, a fictional type of thing where you don't have to be so accurate on the terminology and what you're doing, is it more difficult to do something like this, like a medical show or this is a firefighter show versus something that you make up as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing that we want to do is make light of the work that these civil servants do.
Right.
The people that we work with are heroes, and we want to do them their due diligence by being as accurate as we can. So when I started 2 years ago, we have a wonderful paramedic who works with us, Michelle Martinez, who took me on a run in the ambulance, and I saw how they kind of tackled things firsthand, and we had to go through training. I know all the firefighters. I know Miranda also had to do some firefighter training. I mean, they teach you how to, like, you know, I know how to do an IV. I know how to intubate someone. Would I do it? No. But we have to learn how to do those things and make sure that it looks good because we want to do them justice.
Yeah,
for sure.
One of the things, too, that I like about it is that, and I think this has evolved over the years, and I think Dick Wolf had a lot to do with it, too, is that a lot of times when you watch detective shows or medical shows, or in this case, you know, Chicago Fire, that you never really see the stress, the strain, the emotion that goes in the backstory. You know, you always
yep.
saw the police officer that got up in the morning and he was already dressed. You already saw the firefighter who was already running through the blaze. But this has the backstory. I mean, like the season cliffhanger with Grant entering Stella's apartment. You see the personal side of these individuals.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that that's a very important part of telling these people, these heroes' stories,
yeah.
is create a three-dimensional character of an actual life that you relate to, that you see the ups and downs and the struggles. And it really makes you just respect their strengths that they have to exemplify, you know, on the job and off the job.
Would you not agree that the city is one of the characters?
Absolutely. Yes, Chicago serves as an excellent backdrop
sure.
for all of these stories. I think that's the reason why we're able to sustain four shows. If it's not just the salt of the earth, like shoot you straight from the hip
yeah.
Community of just the people of Chicago, it's, you know, it is like the crime, the weather, the just the where we are in the U.S., there's so many factors at play that give us things to work off of, and you know, we're out in it. If it's negative 20 degrees, we're out there.
We're out there. Yeah.
So.
Well, the show is, of course, of Chicago Fire. Our guests are Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, who star in the show as Sylvie Brett and also Stella Kidd. Do I have anybody come up to you, Miranda, and say, Stella?
Just me. The first day that she arrived on set, I knocked on her trailer door and I said, just a little Marlon Brando for you.
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Well, don't. Well, if you can, you got a paramedic there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Me right up.
Yeah, they'll fix you right up. There's no problem. And we hope to soon talk far before there's 100 episodes in the can. How would that be?
That would be great.
That would be great. Miranda, Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck again. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC on a Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a whole lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team is sending the Senate a fiery response to its impeachment summons, outlining the defense it expects to use in the upcoming trial. The filing states this is a brazen and unlawful attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election and interfere with the 2020 election. The president's legal team is challenging the impeachment on both procedural and constitutional grounds, claiming that the president has been mistreated by House Democrats and that he did nothing wrong. Democrats continue to push for witness testimony and documents. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on Fox and Friends.
We will have the opportunity to decide whether or not we want to see additional information and additional witnesses. But you know what? If they had a strong argument on that record that's being presented to us, we shouldn't need additional witnesses.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I'm very excited to have our next two guests with us. They are terrific talents. In fact, one of them has been on our show in the past, was a long time ago, but, you know, it's always nice when he comes back, and he has done that along with the talent of Kristen Bell, Ted Danson. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Ted?
Very excited to be talking to you about our show, which we truly are more than usually excited about.
Because we're underqualified to be a part of it. Everyone else on the show is smarter than we are, and that's a thrilling group to be around.
Yeah, really. We have this great head writer, creator, Mike Shore, who's just brilliant.
Well, you know, when I saw the premise, and by the way, we're talking about the show that's called The Good Place. Now, where did the idea of this come up? This is a very clever idea. It's kind of, let's call a spade here. You're in the afterlife, and for some reason, your character, Kristen, shouldn't probably be in the good place.
Yeah, it's a kernel of an idea that Mike had. You know, he's done Parks and Rec and The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he just stepped outside the box and let himself daydream and said, what if life were a video game we didn't know we were playing? And every single part of our existence, every action had a ripple effect, and it was all tallied, and you either got to go upstairs or downstairs. We call them the good place and the bad place. And it's basically my character is the first clerical error that was let into the good place.
I'm the architect of this particular neighborhood in the good place, and I'm middle management. I'm really, when things start to go awry, I am way over my head, and I just kind of fall apart. What's really fun about this show is each episode you are so delighted and surprised by the direction it takes.
Because we're not bound to reality at all, you know? Gravity doesn't have to exist if we don't want it to. In the afterlife, literally anything is possible, and we have a great CG team that shows us this whole Alice in Wonderland aspect of the afterlife. And it's really filled with all these great, great people, and my character is sort of the one...
squeaky wheel.
Yeah,
squeaky
the
wheel.
One wrench in the gears.
Well, does it take place in an environment that looks like the current life, or is it, you know, clouds and a lot of things like that?
Well, it's you know, it looks like the most astounding version of where you are right now. But then, you know, all of a sudden people are flying over your head, you know. So
it's a little bit of both.
We don't just talk about being in the afterlife. We have this visual effects department that actually shows you that we are someplace else. This is not Earth.
It does look like a perfectly serene, utopian, sort of European town. And our sort of town center in the neighborhood where people stroll and pick out the food they want to cook, whatever they actually enjoy doing, is filled with stores such as Everything Fits and all the books. And our local drugstore is called Your Anticipated Needs. So it's really just set up to be the most perfect of all perfect existence.
Do you run into some people that we knew here and liked and famous people, like maybe the coach, you know, Sam Malone?
That's funny. We do mention real people upon occasion. We haven't seen any yet. We haven't done that yet.
But our creator has decided that in order to make it as funny as possible, my character, who's very average, would have to be among the cream of the crop. So he's decided that about one in every 500 people have gotten into the good place. So only if you really, really had an intensely positive influence on the world around you, you are allowed to have bliss for eternity. And unfortunately, everybody else goes downstairs and is tortured for the rest of time. So we do make jokes that pretty much all artists
did not make it.
You did not make it. This comedy with a little bit of a message to it.
Yes, I mean, we our mandate is to make you laugh. You will be surprised and delighted, you know, in every moment. But it is about what it means to be a good person,
mm-hmm.
you know? That everything you do in life has a ripple effect that creates some amount of good or bad in life. And in our particular version of the afterlife, there's a point system where, depending on whether you're creating good or bad out there in the universe, only the cream of the crop, like Kristen said, get to come.
How come the clerical error wasn't fixed right away? It must be a lot of red tape there. I mean, it sounds like the federal government a little bit, you know?
Well, it's a very complicated complicated system. I don't want to go into it right now.
Well, Ted is middle management.
Yeah, I just got
it. So he doesn't have all of the power. And basically, there was one tiny mistake in his paperwork of who he let in. And that mistake is 5'1½", blonde, and sassy.
Well, it sounds like a great mistake, Ted. I mean, if you're going to make a mistake, it's better than having, you know, a 400-pound quarterback from the NFL in there.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I picked a delicious mistake.
Good work. You know, both of you bring so much to the table on this. I mean, Ted, a Golden Globe and Emmy Award-winning actor with, of course, 11 seasons with Cheers. We could go on and on and on. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Becker, the list is endless. And, of course, Kristen, you are in the same position with the comedy The Boss, Bad Moms, Lifeguard, The Big Miracle, Off-Broadway with Reefer Madness. I mean, you had to see this. And because you've both done drama and you've both done comedy, you had to see this as something you could really sink your teeth into because it's not the typical story.
It's the most bizarre pitch I've ever gotten. Mike Schur, our brilliant creator, started out saying, okay, everybody's dead. And I said, go on. And he basically, you know, he's done Parks and Rec and ran The Office for many years, created Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he thought outside the box. He really let his weirdness daydream, and he thought, what if life were a video game we didn't know we were playing, and there was a point system, and you had to sort of be paired with a soulmate that you had to get to know in the afterlife, which is what happens. So he's created this world where everybody is sent to different neighborhoods that you know will be enjoyed with your specific personality, and what if there were an error? What if there was someone who wreaked emotional havoc on everyone around them in this perfect utopia?
Unless you have people like yourself interpreting a script like this, I bet you if you just read it, it would be very difficult to follow. Good thing they got Ted Danson and Kristen Bell interpreting it.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Both of us, both Kristen and I, signed on without seeing the script because of the reputation of Mike Schur and this crazy, wonderful idea. We both basically said yes in the office. It was like, yep. We're in.
Wow.
So we didn't even read the script.
But it's also because the temperature of television now is so unique. You know, our NBC is really applying the binge-watching mentality, which, I mean, I personally love, more than waiting each week for or 2 weeks for a new episode. So we're showing Thursday after Superstore. So, and it's also, I think so many shows now are outside the box. People want unique ideas, and I think NBC is really, really supporting Mike's weird, brilliant, mad ideas.
I think that's great.
Our actual slot will be after Superstore on Thursday for the rest of our 13 episodes.
Oh, okay. That sounds sensational. I was telling Ted earlier I was vacationing in St. Louis with my son's boat, and I watched, you talk about binge watching, I watched like 40 hours of Cheers and seen it a million times but still laugh to this very day. I think it's like Lucy. It's never been off the air, has it, Ted?
Yes, in some form and or another, I think that's true. Hey, I know we're selling a show, so it's suspect, whatever we say, but this is one of the most delightful and surprising shows I've ever been on. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Well, I tell you something. You've really whetted our appetite because very seldom do you see a show that's it has a comedy message to it, has a life message to it, and takes place in the afterlife. I think you've hit all three items that have never been hit before, guys.
It is bizarre. The show is definitely a wild ride, and it's kept us interested, so we believe the audience will feel the same.
I like what Ted said about signing up before he even read the script. Boy, that takes a lot of guts, I tell you.
I have to correct that a little bit. I also knew that Kristen was interested, so, you know, that went a long way for me as well.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, Ted. You got good taste. The regular night is Thursday nights on NBC. It's entitled The Good Place, and it stars Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. Kristen, Ted, you're a great guest. Would you come back and join us? And I hope that the next time that we talk, we're talking about the 100th episode.
Yes,
nice.
We'll be there.
Okay, great. Ted, Kristen, thank you so much. Break a leg, and good to have you back on the show again.
Thank you.
What a great set of guests. Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. The Good Place is the name of the show, Thursday on NBC. And while we're on the subject of A Good Place, we invite you to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, hit the Listen Live icon, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The world, you're tuned into Ron Segi today. There has been a great deal news in the news media these days about a very difficult flu season. And joining us right now is a physician who's the author of Bond, The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor, of which I have. Joining us right now is Dr. Ken Redcross. Hello, Doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on, and I am so happy to hear you have a great relationship with your physician. That's the goal.
Yeah. That is, I think, a very important aspect that came to mind. And I must tell you that for a doctor, that is a great name, I want you to know.
Yes, I've heard that a couple of times. Absolutely. It fits.
No doubt about it. Let's talk about the flu, okay? First of all, what is it? There are so many types of flus. There are so many ways that it affects you. What do you look for? Because you don't know if you just got a common cold. You don't know if you're just fatigued. And then when you do find out what it is, it's kind of too late.
Yeah, you're right, Ron. Look, both of those are a great question. So let's first of all talk about the difference between the cold and the flu. So a cold, everyone, tends to be more upper airway symptoms, maybe stuffy nose, stuffy, achy head, that sort of thing. But a flu tends to be a little different. Usually you have the symptoms of fever, chills, and body aches. And for our children, you may hear more of a tummy ache. It's a little bit different as far as the symptoms. Now, when the flu comes, we're able to predict each and every year because we know during a certain time the air is just perfect for the conditions for it to spread. Now, this year is a little bit different, Ron, because we're dealing with a strain that we hadn't really dealt as the predominant strain for almost 30 years. That's the influenza B. Last year, we were dealing with a little more influenza A, and because we're dealing with this strain influenza B is a little more aggressive to children, and that's why we're really getting out and really doing an even more important job of getting the word out to everyone.
When you get a flu shot, does it address those different strains?
Well, that's a very good question again, because usually when you get a flu shot, it's either trivalent or quadrivalent, meaning there's three strands or either four strands. And what they try and do is that CDC and everyone tracks it to see if they can get the four or three predominant strains that you're likely to see, or the ones that are at least a little more aggressive. Now, it's difficult to do, Ron, because the flu is a very smart virus. It rarely mutates quickly. So you do your best. It's kind of a moving target, but some years are better than others.
If you nip it in the beginning, that's great. But after you've gotten it, is it difficult to get rid of it or shorten the span of it?
When you're talking about nipping it in the bud is really important, especially with the flu. One of the things I talk to patients about is that whether they're seeing me or even any of my colleagues, they'll say, you know, it's kind of hard to get in and get an appointment and so forth. So the first thing I tell them is to consider a homeopathic remedy. It's over the counter. It's available at drugstores. It's called oscillococcinum. When taken in the first 24 to 48 hours, there were studies that showed it decreased the severity and the duration of flu-like symptoms. It's also easy when you're on the go. They're little micro pellets, Ron. You put them under your tongue, so they don't even require water to be able to provide some different alternatives to stay well out here these days.
Well, you know, you bring up a very valid point, and that's getting sick when you're traveling. That is the one thing I fear the most. Traveling or traveling by myself make it even worse situation, and getting sick. A couple of years ago, I was in St. Louis visiting my son, and I got pneumonia. Sickness is bad enough when you're home, let alone when you're not at home. How do you avoid that, especially if you're traveling on an airplane or on a train or something of that nature where you're in contact with the general public?
So we have to be vigilant, everyone. Hand washing. You know, I remember when we were little kids, Mom and Grandma always said, wash your hands. So we're talking about washing, not only before dinner or before supper. We're talking about considering that throughout the day.
Right.
When you're getting on flights or even on cruise ships, make sure you have something to wipe down the surfaces. These viruses can live a couple of days on hard surfaces. So you want to make sure you're cleaning that area around you, especially when you're traveling. You want to make sure you're wiping your area nearby. The other thing you want to make sure, you want to make sure you're getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep is very important for our immune system, Ron. So you want to make sure you're getting that, especially before travel. And travel is stressful, but stress is also something we need to do our best to kind of dampen a bit if we want to be able to fight flu-like symptoms.
Stress really kind of runs you down. So does not having a lot of stuff to drink, I would assume. Dehydration.
Yeah, dehydration is key. When you're losing fluids, you become very dehydrated and you feel even worse. And you need to stay hydrated in order for your body to fight off these viruses or even bacteria in certain cases, because you want a nice, moist membrane so that it can't pass as easily as it can through a dry membrane. So we want to make sure that we keep that away by making sure we do not dry out.
My wife and I have a running debate. Well, we don't have one. We have like 410, okay? But this particular one, I always say, well, I got to put on a jacket because it's cold and I don't want to catch a cold.
I knew this was coming.
Okay, you knew this was coming. Does cold go into a cold, or is it a virus? And you better answer this one, my favorite.
Exactly. I'm going to go with the missus. I'm trying to see where she is, what side she's on. You're always smart to go with the wife. Well, all right. Right. So whether you're going outside, you're saying, kind of, Ron, whether that gives you a cold or whether it's a virus, is that what you're thinking?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so it's a, both of you are actually right. I'm gonna hedge my bet there. It's important because when you're going out, yes, but I'm thinking more on the side of, once again, I was mentioning becoming a little more dehydrated, making sure your immune system is kind of ready to go and you're properly hydrated along the way. But then there's that virus piece that comes in as well. Look, most of what we deal with, Ron, you know, are usually viruses, which is the reason why antibiotics have no role in what we're talking about today at all. Antibiotics are only for bacteria. So the things we're talking about today are really about supportive care and management.
Okay, you know you could be a politician.
I figured that. I'm ready to run for office. I'm running independent, Ron. Jump on with me.
Tell us about what you founded called the Red Cross Concierge.
Oh, absolutely. So this is a special way to deliver care, everyone. I am a concierge physician. I travel with my patients if they need me to. I make house calls. So it's a closer relationship with the patient. I always feel that your doctor should feel like a member of your family. And this particular practice in concierge medicine allows me to get into the soul of each and one of my patients to figure out exactly the core of what's really going on or what's wrong.
I don't know where you live, but I want to move there.
Come to New York. You may want to think twice. When I mention New York, it depends on what part of the world you're in.
I'm in Orlando. Why don't you move here? It would be a lot easier.
I would love to, especially with all the Disney, which also brings up Disney being in that area. So if there's any kids or children or parents here that are listening, Ron, please wipe down everything when you're there. So many people there. So that's something I should mention as well.
Well, my son and daughter-in-law do that all the time, so I concur with that 100%. Doctor, where can we go for more information on what we've chatted about today?
Oh, sure. So my website is drkenredcross.com. Any of the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, it's all Ken Red Cross MD. And feel free to reach out, ask questions, or just say hello.
I will do that. And please join us again. You're a great guest.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me on. Have a blessed day, everyone.
And thank you so much. Our guest has been Dr. Ken Red Cross talking about how to avoid being sick during this very important flu season. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a the few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at signzoo.com. That's signzoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look. That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank our guest who joined us this first hour from NBC, Al Roker, Miranda Ray Mayo, and Kara Kilmer from Chicago Fire, Ted Danson, Kristen Bell from The Good Place, and Dr. Ken Redcross. Next hour, a famed attorney, author, and a gentleman who has a new book called Guilty by Accusation, Alan Dershowitz, will be joining us. You want to listen to that. Later on, a funny guy, comedian Jeff Allen will be on the show, and then we're going to check in with Valerie Greenberg and see how those New Year's resolutions are turning out. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.